Welcome to the Conversation Changers podcast. I'm Rebecca. The company of Conversation Changers are a group of people who know what it's like to live in poverty in the midst of Canada's many privileges. The stories you'll hear come from Bridges Peterborough. In today's episode, we interview our most recent placement student, Camille, who spent 4 months with us.
Today, we're speaking with Camille.
Hi, I am Camille, and I am a fourth semester mental health and addiction placement student at Fleming College here in Peterborough. And I am going to be doing my placement with you guys with the Bridges Peterborough.
Thanks. So we thought it would be interesting to do before and after interviews with our placement students this time around. We have a few questions for Camille, and we might perhaps ask her the same ones on her departure, or we might have thought of other ones by then. Camille, can you tell us just generally what your view of poverty is?
So my view of poverty is, in doing my mental health and addiction program, it was very much something that was talked about and things that people struggle with a lot. I myself am from a middle class background. So even in just starting with Bridges and what I've learned, I've noticed that it impacts so many different things in people's daily lives. It has a lot to do with like everything that has to do with your life. It has to do with your relationships. It has to do with your living and your health, your mental health, everything like that.
Thank you. What kind of hopes or expectations do you have of the time that you will be spending with us?
I picked Bridges Peterborough as my placement just because at first when I was reading about it, I had never heard about Bridges. When doing my research into it, I saw that it operated a lot on a groups platform, and I have a bit of experience volunteering with organizations that work in groups, and I've seen the benefits of people getting together and supporting one another and all the good that that can do. In going through with my placement, I personally just always want to gain as many different perspectives as I possibly can. It's something that's really important to me. So I think leaving this placement, getting the opportunity to experience, hear different perspectives from different people, learn more about the organization, and also have an opportunity to take part in helping other people and being a part of this organization is what I'm looking forward to the most in this placement.
Thank you. My next question is, how did you get here? You can answer that as generally or specifically as you please.
Yeah. So to be completely honest with you, when we started talking about placements in my professional practice course last semester, we were given a list to choose from of places that had taken placement students beforehand. And I kind of started just going through it. And actually, Bridges was one of the first ones I looked at just because I was looking at one that had a little bit more to do with community involvement. And so, yeah, I picked it and I did some research on it. And then I sent an email, got an interview, and that's kind of how I'm here today.
Thanks. Is there anything you'd like to say to us before we let you go?
No, I don't think I have too much to say. I'm just really looking forward to seeing how this placement goes. I am already getting like a really good energy from everybody. I'm excited to see what I'm going to be able to take away from this. I'm also really excited that we're doing this before interview and an after one, just to see how I might answer these questions differently when I'm finished the placement. So that's, I think, my final thoughts for it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now we're going to talk to our placement student who has been with us for the last 3 or so months. We asked her some questions in the beginning of what she might expect in her placement here. And now we're going to ask her if anything new or anything changed in her thoughts from that beginning. So thanks for doing this again, Camille. And what accomplishments stood out to you from your placement?
Thank you, Todd. When I think about what accomplishments really stood out for me from my placement, I would say that there's quite a few. I mean, during this placement, I had an opportunity to be a part of the Bridges Out of Poverty facilitator training. So I got to receive a certificate out of doing that. I believe that was done through, I think, 6 weeks that we did that. And that was really awesome. We get a chance to be a part of that and really learn about how the bridging teams run through the perspective of a facilitator. So for me, that was quite an accomplishment. I also found just having the opportunity to be a part of Bridges in every way. Like, I got to be a part of the bridging teams themselves. I also got a chance to be a part of a bit more of the administration piece and doing funding and getting to meet a lot of different people. To me, those were all considered accomplishments.
Great. Thanks, Camille. Now, a more generalized question. Was the placement what you expected?
was the placement what I expected? To be completely honest with you, it was not at all what I expected. I think that when I first picked my placement, I went through an entire list. I saw Bridges Out of Poverty and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to be working with, you know, maybe homeless people or very, very, very poor people. And that's kind of what I'm going to be doing. I also envisioned when I thought I was doing my placement that it was all going to be done in person, that where I was going to go to an office every single day. Coming to Bridges, that wasn't the case at all, actually. So for one, it was all done remotely and doing a lot of online meetings. We did have an opportunity later on to do some in-person meetings. And then when it comes to actually who Bridges is for, was not at all what I expected. When I first thought about dealing with people in poverty, like I said before, I thought maybe I was going to be working with homeless people, but no. In fact, poverty has like a huge array of people, not just homeless people that it touches. So Bridges works mainly with people who are on OW and ODSP. So even just getting an opportunity to hear a lot of people's personal stories and perspectives who have been a part of the system and had to live and struggle to make ends meet and live their life has been really eye-opening for me. And again, not at all what I was expecting when I started this placement, but it ended up like the best way possible. I really enjoyed it.
Well, I'm glad that it affected you that way. That's great. And maybe we'll ask this one. How do you feel that you have changed from when you first came here?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think for me, something that's really important is always gaining different perspectives. So that's something I look for in a lot of the things that I do, especially going back and doing this diploma, which was the Mental Health and Addiction Worker Program. I also do a lot of different volunteering for just doing that, like changing my perspective. What I learned the most through Bridges had to do with the different lenses and things that are seen in the different class systems. So for me, that was really eye-opening and really changed the way that I see things and also see how a lot of different people kind of live their lives. Again, in my own volunteering and working with other people before, there were certain things that I honestly just didn't get, and I didn't see how they didn't see things the way that I saw them coming from a middle class perspective. And now, ever since doing a lot of the work with Bridges and just learning about the getting ahead and the whole process, it's completely changed the way that I see the priorities that other people in different classes have.
Great. You've said quite a bit this time, but I would invite you to, if there's anything else that you want to talk about Bridges Peterborough or the bridging teams or anything, feel free to mention whatever you'd like.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, to be completely honest, I think that in your questions prior, I've kind of covered everything that I wanted to talk about in being a placement student at Bridges. Again, I really did enjoy my time at Bridges. Like I said, it wasn't at all what I was expecting. And for me personally, it took a little bit of adjustment because I am so used to being somebody who works with people every single day. So switching to kind of an online type of work was a little bit difficult for me, but I really enjoyed it. And I see the value that Bridges does and how much it really impacts people who are part of it. And I'm going to continue in my life to always, you know, mention Bridges.
That's great. Thanks so much, Camille, and good luck moving forward.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Matt. This podcast was brought to you by the generous support of the Ontario Trillium Foundation, the people of Greenwood and the United Church of Canada, the City of Peterborough, 100 Women Peterborough, United Way, and many individual sponsors, people like you who want to change the conversation. Our team for this podcast was Laura, Todd, Rebecca, and myself. Thank you.